You're listening to KSKQ 89.5 Ashland, Oregon, community supported radio. The name of the show is Your Brain in the Cybersex Jungle. I am Gary Wilson, and this show does contain adult themes. Disclaimer time, Your Brain in the Cybersex Jungle is informational only. It is not medical advice. If you need medical advice, please see a doctor. The central theme of the show is how internet pornography impacts young men, their experiences, and the science behind what they are experiencing. You can visit www.yourbrainonporn.com for more information. Today we have a guest who is actually a member, a frequent contributor to a website called Your Brain Rebalance. It's a very active forum for individuals recovering from porn addiction or porn-induced problems such as erectile dysfunction. His name is Jay. Many of the members of YourBrainRebalance.com have journals, and I stole this from Jay's journal. So this is the introduction. I am a 40-year-old man who has battled porn use and come out on the other side. I am a father, a husband, a brother, and a son. I've made mistakes in my life, and I am guaranteed to make more. I am committed to living my truth, healing my own wounds, and supporting others in healing their own, and no longer contributing to things in this world that create even more wounding and damage to my brothers, sisters, or this planet. So I stole that. Now, Jay, are you there?
I am, Gary. Great to hear your voice.
It's great to hear yours, and can you hear me okay?
Yeah, you're fine.
I would like to ask you, just to start off this whole conversation, just to start with your story, you know, your use of porn, and perhaps when you realized it was causing problems in your life.
For me, I'm 40 years old, so it goes back quite a ways. It probably started when I would have been 7 years old, maybe 6 years old, I don't know. I think for a lot of guys back in that era, it started with finding a Playboy magazine in a drawer somewhere. For me, it was down in the basement. I found it in a box. And I was just immediately sort of blown away by the beauty of the female form. It created a reaction in my body that I didn't really understand. I just knew it was exciting. So yeah, that was me as a young boy, and it was something that there was a taboo element to it, so I sort of kept it hidden away and didn't let anybody know that I knew it was there. As I got a bit older, the mystery of that sort of faded a bit because I was actually getting more interested in real girls. As I got into high school, I was spending a lot of time with women or girls, and had a few sexual relationships in my later teens. So pornography really wasn't a big part of my life then, but then I went into the military after high school and was immersed in a culture where pornography was pretty prevalent, but even back then it was essentially magazines. The internet hadn't really arrived on the scene yet. I actually recall going out on military deployments, and wherever we went, there was basically a footwalker filled with magazines. Pornography was almost part of our kit, really, because men were away from their wives, their girlfriends, whatever, for extended periods of time, and that sexual energy required some sort of release, and so pornography was there. But still, like I said, it was limited to magazines, and there might have been a VHS tape or two included in the mix, but that was the extent of it. By the time I got out of the military, in the late 90s, the internet was really getting started, and we had basically everything was being squeezed through a 56K modem at that point.
Mm-hmm.
This was pre-broadband by about 4 or 5 years. I got my first real modern Windows computer probably around 95, 96. It didn't take me very long to figure out that this was a way for me to access pornography again. I'd been married for a few years at that point. I don't know what it was that really drove me to it, other than the fact that it was available, it was easy to get, and there was no shame involved in accessing it because I didn't have to go to a store. I didn't have to go buy a magazine. I didn't have to rent a videotape. It was just there. It could be very privately done. And then as things kind of evolved with the internet and we got the broadband, things started to change. I started using it more and more and more. I guess throughout 2000 to 2010, I was working from home, and I was basically sitting behind a computer all day. The stresses of the job and whatnot, I think I tried to alleviate some of that by making forays into pornography. It got to a point in the later part of that decade where it was becoming really an absolutely everyday thing, and it was starting to eat up hours of my day. Pornography and the availability of pornography on the internet was evolving as well, with the tube sites starting to show up, and that coupled with the availability of better and better broadband just meant that I could stimulate my brain into ways that, you know, just were not even available before, when everything is immediately available at the click of a button, streaming in high definition video, etc. That took me up to a few years ago. And then, I guess it would have been sometime around 2011, for the first time in my life, I experienced erectile dysfunction. And I was absolutely terrified. I had no idea what was going on. Part of me said, well, you're 40, maybe that's just part of getting older. But I didn't buy it. There was always something in the back of my mind. I knew that was not it. And I kind of made a connection to maybe it's got something to do with pornography. I don't know. But being in a situation where I'm there with my wonderful wife, who I love absolutely and find totally attractive, and not being able to get an erection was just, it was just terror.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went out looking for answers. Fortunately, within a very short period of time, I came across your TED talk, and it just blew my mind. And I said, oh my God, I can't believe it, but I think this is it. And it was really hard for me at first to acknowledge that I was an addict. That was just very, very difficult.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't really understand it until I tried to stop. And that was when there was just no way to deny it, because the symptoms I experienced, the withdrawals, not being able to sleep, the mood swings, it was just very, very real. I tried to abstain, and I managed to for short periods of time, and then I would relapse. And when I would manage to abstain for a while, the erectile dysfunction symptoms would start to go away. And when I would relapse, they would come right back. So there was no doubt in my mind that this was some pseudoscience, whatever kind of thing. It was just undeniably real. The evidence was right in front of me.
Right in your penis. So, your penis told you the truth.
Exactly. The penis doesn't lie.
It doesn't lie. That's what I always say. It's like a perfect history of the evolution of porn as we know it.
Yeah.
I think it was last summer, reading your journal, that you really started to quit. What were some of the benefits you started to experience?
It's a big list, and some of the benefits are almost in the realm of not the mind, if I can put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
They're difficult to explain. But the easy ones are what happened between me and my wife. Our relationship just took a massive shift for the better. When I was no longer exhausting my sexual energy somewhere else, and I was able to really give that to her and focus on my relationship with her instead of medicating myself with porn, so I didn't have to feel things, I didn't have to be vulnerable, I didn't have to share my heart fully with my woman. And I have to say, it was very difficult at the beginning, and I suppose this is parallel to any addiction, because I have spent time with other addicts, and I've heard similar things, is that when you give up something that you've been medicating yourself with for so long, all the things that were buried that you were trying to medicate away start bubbling up to the surface.
Yes,
and
indeed.
That very definitely came up for me. What I had thought for so long was about me wanting more sex than I was getting turned out not to be it at all.
No.
And that was a real huge awakening for me, just a huge discovery that really what I wanted was connection and intimacy and just that real feeling of being connected to another human being at a very deep level. And there's no one better than my woman for that to happen with. It was difficult, and there were a lot of tears and a lot of awakening, really deep stuff. stuff, and my wife and I, our relationship just improved dramatically. And just to give myself a little bit of credit on this, the willingness to be vulnerable with her and tell her what was really going on for me and how hard it was, and the fact that she was there with me through all of it and just gave me love and support through all of that, it's just taken our relationship to the next level. And, and this is after being married for nearly 20 years.
You're listening to KSKQ 89.5. This is Your Brain in the Cybersex Jungle, and we're talking to Jay. And Jay is describing his experiences. So you're talking about your relationship really improving. And a lot of guys, they simply cannot tell their girlfriend or their significant other or their wife. It's just, they say, it's just, they just can't. What's your thoughts on that?
My thoughts on that is, you really need to connect with the warrior that lives inside you, who's willing to be afraid and do it anyhow. Because at some point, we all have to decide whether we want to live an authentic life or one that's based on falsehood and who we're not. We have to look ourselves in the mirror every morning. I would also like to say to those men that in what may look like your worst agony or what looks like a disaster is also the possibility of something incredible happening. It's a paradox, really, that there is something wonderful buried in what looks like a disaster. It is scary, and you may need support. You may need the support of other men to do this, but if you want to live an authentic life in an authentic relationship with a woman, how are you ever going to do that if you're not willing to bare your soul to her? Otherwise, you're always going to keep it at some level and keep both of you from ever attaining what it is your heart really desires, which is true and honest connection, or at least that's my story. That's me. That's what I desire. If that resonates with you, then by all means, take it.
Yeah, it's very inspiring, and you mentioned men's, and I noticed that you're a part of a men's group, and in essence, Your Brain Rebalanced is a men's group. How important has having other men support you?
It's extremely important. That's a great thing to bring up, because I've been involved in what I would call men's work for about 7 years now, and it has been an absolutely crucial part of my life ever since. It's done wonders for me and my family, and that has been great, and it was only through that I think I was able to get to a place of recognizing that I had an issue with pornography. And it was actually through the sharing of one of my brothers that I started seeing myself in his words, and that was how I came to it. However, in my men's group, there was only one other man actually struggling with the addiction aspect of pornography. The use of pornography is certainly very prevalent. I would say almost all of the men in the men's group use it to some extent. But really, I didn't have the regular access to speak with men who were fellow addicts as I was going through the process of trying to heal myself of this addiction. So while their support was absolutely phenomenal, being able to go to a place like the Your Brain Rebalanced site and be on a daily basis with other men who are going through this same stuff I'm going through, and to hear their experiences and to be able to share my experiences and be held accountable in a safe way was just absolutely crucial. And just to, you know, celebrate our successes together and support each other when we fell down was and still remains a very important thing to me. And I have met some incredible, brave, brilliant men on that site. I guess the only part of it that I have a little sadness around is that most of those men I will probably never meet eyeball to eyeball. And that's something I do have with my men's group that I sit with regularly. I can look those men in the eye. I can put my arms around them and just really experience that deep level of sharing up close and personal. And that's a wonderful, wonderful thing that I would encourage any man to do.
It brings up something interesting, since I'm always in sort of the debate mode with a lot of people, unfortunately, is the big argument by a lot of men is that porn is part of manhood. If you take it away, you're taking away part of a man's right or what defines a man. And to me, being 56 and having grown up without porn, I can't even relate to, porn being part of manliness. What's your answer to such comments?
My answer to that would be we're confusing porn with our sexuality, and they're not the same thing. Porn has as much to do with sex as television does to real life. You wouldn't learn about real life from television. Why do we believe that pornography is some part of our masculinity? It's not. Sexuality is part of our masculinity. There's absolutely nothing wrong, and it's to be celebrated that we are sexual beings. And if we weren't, this race would have petered out a long time ago. Let's not confuse what it is. The problem is that we're being given this message over and over that porn is our sexuality, and it's not. Porn has nothing to do with it. It's not something that should be stigmatized with shame or any of that stuff. That really only feeds it.
Mm-hmm.
But porn is, I had a really huge experience just this past weekend where it really hit me what it meant for me to see women as objects. I never really understood that before. But after getting porn out of my life and really seeing that thing die in me, I've come to a place where I realized that I have seen so many women, you know, beautiful women, physically beautiful women, but I never really saw them. I didn't see them as an entire person. I saw them as some object of sexual desire or physical beauty or whatever without seeing the entirety of them. And just like I'm not everything I appear to be in a photograph, the entirety of me is much bigger than that, and the same as anyone. That goes for women. I needed to be able to see them as whole people. And now that I do, it really shifts everything for me. It changed my world in a lot of really profound ways. And like I said, some of them are very difficult to even describe. But it's big and it's real.
And, you know, my big concern is with a 13-year-old or 15-year-old now just growing up on this high-speed porn, whereas you had real relationships. I had real relationships. And I'm just wondering, what would you tell a young man, 13, 14-year-old, who is starting out his career on internet porn? How would you talk to him?
It's very difficult because I know when I was 13, I don't know that I would necessarily have listened.
Really?
I'll say that to begin with. I had a lot of my own ideas about the world, and I needed to find some things out the hard way. Porn is one of them.
Yep.
And I want to make it clear, I don't have a religious agenda here. I'm totally pro-healthy sex, all that. You know, I'm not against porn for, I think, the same reasons that you've stated. You're not. I think everybody has the right to choose and to explore. To me, when I was 13, 14 years old, it was drugs. I had all these people telling me, drugs are bad, drugs are bad, drugs are bad. And I saw people around me using them, and they weren't going crazy, and things weren't happening the way Nancy Reagan was telling us they would. And so what I think we need to do with a kid who's 13 years old is just tell him the truth. Just be upfront and be honest and let him know, porn is exciting, and it will make you feel really good for a real short period of time. But, and I'm borrowing these words from a very famous writer, when he was speaking about drugs, there comes a point where you don't have a choice anymore. It takes away your ability to choose. And I'll add to that by saying it takes away your ability to experience what's possible and what's real in your relationship, whether it be with a woman or with a man or whatever, however you're wired. And that's the part that I didn't see and I wish I had. But I get it now, and better late than never. I would just offer that to the 13-year-olds of the world out there, and also that they consider how potentially dangerous it is, because they're in the process of wiring their brains and their bodies in a way that there's only one time in your life when you're going to do that. And so your road back from whatever you do to yourself will probably be a lot harder than mine was, because I actually had the opportunity when I was that age to really focus my energy on having real relationships with real girls. Be careful. Tread carefully, guys. and I hope you don't have to learn the lessons in as hard a way as I did.
Yeah, exactly the case, that the young men are wiring their sexuality to internet porn, both consciously and unconsciously. And, of course, we see the effects where someone your age can recover from ED, perhaps still having sex, and really come back solid. And a young guy, you know, you've seen the young guys in Your Brain Rebalance and how much they go through, and they're just months and months of just not functioning.
It's
scary.
Agonizing for them. I really feel their pain because I got a dose of it, but those guys never got to originally wire their brain to real women to begin with, so their road out is probably longer and harder than mine ever was. And a lot of these young men have never had a real girlfriend, so not only are they going through the really daunting process of exploration with women, but they're doing it feeling crippled because they can't even get an erection.
Oh, I know.
That's just a terrifying thing to me. I feel that for them. I really do.
So everyone wants to know, how's your erections these days?
Yeah, I'm good to go, man. I have no complaints. And it's not just about the erection.
I know, but that's the first question you get from the young guys.
Yeah,
it's great, all the details, buddy, but how's your penis doing?
That's what
we really want to know.
Everything's working fine down south, but really I'm focused primarily on what's happening a bit to the north, which is in my heart, and it's all happening. It's all good. I've definitely come through this, and I've finally reached a point where I get the real sense that my addict is dead now.
Oh, wow.
I'm happy about
that.
That's
huge.
So, and I have you to thank for that in many, many ways. I'm especially grateful to have this opportunity to thank you in person for what you're doing and what you've done and the amount of courage I think it takes to do stuff like this, because nobody wants to talk about this. I've sat with some very experienced men who are battling this, and they even struggle with being able to talk about this issue. So we got to bring this thing out of the darkness, and that's why I'm here today. I just really want to be part of seeing this thing change for the better.
Well, you can thank me, but who we really need to thank is all the guys who started on the other forum and told their stories and went through the flat line, scared to death of what would happen. Yep. It came out the other side, an Australian being the first one, and showing us what was going on. It's those stories that really, I think, inspire you guys.
Absolutely. And speaking on stories, that brings me back to the issue of men getting together.
Now, we just have about 30 seconds left.
So men, get together, share your stories. There's an incredible value to be gained by being willing to really connect with other men about what's going on inside you, as scary as it is, and to know that you're not alone in it. I think that's how I got out of this thing myself.
Well, great. Thanks, Jay, for talking to us. It's been great. We'll have to have you on again. And this is KSKQ 89.5.